This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 by voice, by text at 701-226-8503, by email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That ought to be enough to get you around to us. Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennon off, Kevin Flynn off, but guess what? The top of the A-list and special guest today.
Oh,
good morning,
man.
Leon. How are you?
Oh, I am awesome, man. Especially with that intro.
And we go right to the top. The tip top of the A-list.
Tip top
of the A-list. Always go with Plan A.
Good deal.
Plan A succeeds today with Leon Francis here. Great day,
Leon.
Very nice.
Very nice. Todd. Man, I love being here. I love sitting in this chair, and I love talking to you good folks out in the heartland. This is flyover country where, you know, the two coasts, they're crazy. They're absolutely insane. So I love being here talking to the good folks in North Dakota, some of Minnesota, the parts that Kevin's from, you know, they're pretty decent. But outside of that, you know, everybody else is just, it's nuts out there. 800-228-0550 if you want to join the conversation. One observation I'm going to just put out there, and we can talk about it if you want, or we can just let it lie. But are you guys as sick of the timeout generation as I am?
Now look what that did for us.
I know.
What problem did that ever solve? Because look what they grew up to be.
Oh, man, I was musing over the weekend, and this is after an adult beverage, of course, but I'm looking at the TV, even now, I'm just kind of perusing the channels right now, and it's pretty safe to conclude that the timeout generation did not produce good citizens, and I'm just going to say that. There hasn't been enough in my humble opinion, grannies with switches. They'll get you switch. And you're like, yes, ma'am. We need that. Because these guys are like a pink-haired, cotton-toed, little crybaby sissy pants, and they're out there in the middle of the street.
Am I the only guy that, until Adrian Peterson's thing came along, I never heard it referred to as a switch? I don't know.
Really?
A switch was a thing you turn a light off and on with or something like that. But
No, you
I got a lot to learn, Leon. Teach me, my brother. Teach me.
You cut a light on. You don't switch a light on. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wouldn't it turn off?
Hey, man, I'm from the South.
See? And I'm from the North. Here we are. And welcome to It's Mason and Dixon today on What's
Absolutely. The first time my wife, I asked her, and we met. I'm not going to say where we met, but I'm like, yeah, go ahead and cut the light off, and you know, I'll put on some Barry White and Todd Mitchell, my voice. And she looked at me like I had lost my mind. And I'm like, what's going on? What do you mean cut the light off? What you got a knife in your pocket or something? I'm like, I don't see this relationship going very, very much. Granted, she says things like, borrow me a dollar.
This the guy?
Wait, what? Oh, man. I should have named two of my voice, kids, man. Barry. So, just to show you how that works. This dude puts the smooth in smooth, man.
And Todd, you heard Elvis on the radio when he was in prison and decided that he could do that, too. And I'm thinking, with that voice, you don't need to listen to Elvis, man. Just do it.
Nope. Nope. That dude and Lou Ross, and I'm kind of dating myself right now.
Yeah, those are all-time classics. I mean, you can't go wrong with those guys.
Yeah, those. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm tear dancing right now. Yeah, baby.
I mean, those voices will never go out of style. You're right. Not enough O's and smooth
to
describe,
man.
Barry and Lou.
Yeah, boy.
There you go. You know, you can do that too, Leon. Just a little bit of voice training, and I bet you could do that too.
I yell too much, man. My voice is gone.
Okay, first lesson, number one, don't yell so much. It strains the voice, which is what I do to myself all the time.
The thing is, I try not to yell, but then I see idiots all around me, man. And I'm like,
that's the quote of the day right there. I try not to yell, but then I see idiots.
You know, I'm looking at TV and I'm like, what are those? They're idiots. And they seem to be everywhere, man. I'm almost one of those dudes that want to stay in his bunker, you know, just looking out of the little slit hole because people are crazy. People are nuts. They're absolutely insane. And then I see Trump come out and I regain my composure and I'm like, all right, it's not going to be so bad. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, and then you watch more TV and you to repeat the cycle, right? For German descendants, by the way, it's make the light out, I guess.
Make the light out?
I'm going to have to ask what my Norwegian descendants said.
That makes absolutely no sense. Cut the light off. That sounds normal.
Cut it off.
Cut it on. Cut it back on now.
What do you cut come on?
I mean, do you borrow me money or lend me money?
Oh, I grew up with that one totally wrong. I got taught in college when I moved away. Borrow me? What the? I thought, oh, God, you're right. I've been saying it wrong all this time. That's what I was taught, though.
So, see, we all have these little, what would you call those?
Idiosyncrasies. How about that?
Idiosyncrasies. That's a big word, man. I haven't had my grits this morning. I can't think on that level.
Do they sell grits in Fargo? Probably not as many as down south, right?
Oh, no. But, I was happy to see that they started with the instant grits, and my mom would be upset with me.
Yeah, that's not real grits.
Instant grits aren't real grits. What are you doing? You better get some hominy in there, boy.
I know from watching my cousin Vinny that no self-respecting Southerner would.
No.
I know everything I know about grits from watching my cousin Vinny.
But the best, the absolute best grit to have, and it is like if you're having one bowl, it is a grit. When you put some red eye.
One grit. It must be a huge grit then if it fills the whole bowl up.
You're not supposed to see the common sense in it, man. You're going too deep there.
that's what you're supposed to think when you watch cable news. You're not supposed to put common sense into this.
You watch it devoid of common sense, and it all makes sense. Yeah, this Bubba dude was Bubba Wallace. That dude was the greatest race car driver in the history of NASCAR. And then the news happened, and he hasn't won a single race. That's what we're supposed to.
He was kind of the darling at the beginning of it all, though, right? I mean. Like, wait a minute. Why don't you win a race before you become a legend?
Right. You can't be a legend if you kind of suck, dude. You just can't. That's not a thing that happens.
Oh, and wait a minute. Tell that to the NFL and Colin Kaepernick. He was never that great either.
That dude is the most overrated hack I've ever seen. And then to see him on his... See, you're going to get me yelling again, man. To see him on his Twitter feed, like, run down this country on July the 4th with his Afro puffs and his... that guy just... He gets my grits, man. He gets my grits.
Let's say Colin is a top-notch quarterback. Let's just say for the sake of discussion. The NFL teams don't want him? They don't want to polarize the locker room. It's nothing to do with racism. It's got to do with polarizing the locker room, regardless of the reason for it.
I think that if he got drafted by some patriotic, you know, team, he'd have a couple of sock parties, and he wouldn't be able to throw anymore. It'd be sad.
Well, then put him out there. Let's prove that he can't quarterback anymore, and then everybody can shut up about why doesn't he have a gig, you know?
Oh, that'd
be
awesome.
Or if he does, then great.
That I don't think he has it. I think his whole shtick is what
he's doing.
I don't
think he ever had it.
I don't either. I mean, he had that one semi-decent
game. You don't get benched when you're a superstar.
Right, right.
Except for Terry Bradshaw in the 70s when Joe Gillum, but then that didn't last long, so.
Yeah, and Terry Bradshaw is a legend, so if you have anything bad to say about Terry, we're going to have problems. We're going to have problems.
Hey, go quarterback that put out some gospel albums can't be all that bad in the South, right?
Right, right, right.
Good Louisiana boy.
Hey, Tom and Mandan, what's on your mind this morning? Give me a second. I'm still.
One of us has to hang out. I'll hit the button. I thought Daniel was going to hit the button.
Okay. Tom, we're right up against
Tom,
the break.
We'll probably have to carry you over there, Tom. Can you hang on to the break?
Right. Sure.
None of us want to hit the button that puts you on the radio for some reason, but we'll make it happen. Not
we're
with
all
you.
Thank you.
And bye. We're going to get Leon some grits. Somebody deliver grits for the flag, 1100 a.m., and we'll...
Get me some grits!
Or What's on Your Mind is on the way. Stand by.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Music to get Leon some grits, right? PetroServe USA, do they have grits? I don't know. Leon, you can tell me. If not, I bet they'll get it for Leon. I bet they would. Some great July specials. If you got an iPhone cord that's been bugging you because it just doesn't work, I know how that goes, right? Just get the Anacorda. They're 10-foot. They're $9.49. Two for $11 pizza, quarter pizza to stock up on sparkling ice with caffeine. Two for $2. Salted nut rolls. Throw a couple of those in the glove box because they don't really melt or anything. Two for a buck. Giant Seeds, 5 ounce bag, $1.29. Kit Kat birthday cake. Birthday cake flavored Kit Kat? Boy, am I behind. 79 cents. Blanton Saltwater Taffy, 169. Ice Mountain, 1.5 liter water, just 79 cents. And stock up. Speaking of water, you can't have too much water. Around 28 packs of Nestle Pure Life Water, $3.99. It's PetroServe USA with your July specials. 21 after the hour. Todd Mitchell and Leon Francis filling in on What's on Your Mind.
Still waiting on that bowl of grits, but yeah, we're rocking and rolling, man.
You know, do any of those, like DoorDash or any of those guys, I wonder if I could flip through there and find somebody that serves grits and have them dropped off for you there. I'll work on that while you talk to Tom.
Well, seriously, right up the street here, whatever this Flying J, is it, they at the Huddle House, they actually have grits. So as soon as I put this microphone down, I'll be sitting there eating a bowl of grits and some bacon and eggs and getting my protein on.
What's that place called?
The Huddle House.
That's Huddle House.
Okay. The Huddle House. And I just gave them a plug, so, yeah, my grits better be on the house.
That way they'll have that bowl ready as soon as you get there. I can count on that now.
Good deal. Hey, Tom, out in Mandan, you want to come in here and give a little common sense? Because I'm talking nonsense right now. How you doing, buddy?
I just soon joined the nonsense. You guys are having a crazy time this point. I couldn't resist. You're talking about colloquialisms, like cut on the light, cut off the light. Right. What the heck is up with that? So I got to say it. I'm here in North Dakota. What's up with, you want to come with?
Oh, yeah.
With what?
So if you don't go, are you coming without then? Or how does that work?
That's not a complete sentence.
Oh, man, my wife used to get so mad at me because she'd say something like that, and I'd just stand there and look at her. Are you going to finish your thought there? Or
what? Yeah, that's a good way to get a pie in the face.
Yeah, well, that and my wife, she likes to kick football, so, you know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. She's the sweetest woman I've ever met.
Yeah, I don't get it. Never have. It was that way when I graduated from high school here in 65, and it hasn't changed. The heck are they teaching in the schools?
Not nearly enough.
I think they're not teaching in the schools,
well,
and the things that they should be teaching in the schools, they...
Oh, foolish of you.
It is insanity. It's one of the reasons why my kids, I pulled them out of a public school. And North Dakota, to their credit, has a pretty decent school system, but even with that, I was not a fan. So I think that our school systems have failed our kids, and you could see it every day. You could see it when the people in Rochester pulled down a statue of Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass, you idiot! He's a black dude. He was an abolitionist. How do you not hear this?
I think it's the parents that are failing the students, to tell you the truth. I mean, a child learns to speak properly at home first. If the parents speak properly, and if they read to the child, then the child learns how to construct sentences properly. But you get somebody who doesn't know how to speak anyway, and then you throw them in school, and yeah, there you go.
It, man, another thing that gets my grits, and I'm going to be saying that all day now. like that interview that Steve had with those BLM, where the dude says, you got a code switch because, you know, my native Ebonics. And I'm just like, no, dude, pick up a book once in your life. You don't have to code switch. And he actually said when he has to use proper English, that's the code switch. When he has to, instead of going, yo, dog, what up, homie, whatever, I can't even do a good, I can't even do it. But when he has to actually speak proper English, that's racist. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, Steve,
yeah, really, how is that racist?
Something, you know?
Everything's racist.
What he said was bigoted. If that was a white guy and the white guy was like, well, your native Ebonics is kind of off-putting. Maybe you should, use it. It would it would be incredibly bigoted for a white guy to say the exact same thing that that guy said. And it just, it made me upset, and I started yelling at the TV. So,
I think the whole thing went out the window when somebody decided to actually label that language as a language.
And it's not a language.
It ain't a language.
It ain't a language.
No, the proper is it ain't no language.
Hell, it ain't no language. Yeah, man. And my dad, and this is the difference between good parenting and what we got today. So, there's a space right between the back pockets of your Levi's. And my dad could hit that thing with the tip of his Red Wing like it was nobody's business. Say ain't in my dad's house, even right now. And the dude could barely move right now. But if I code switch to Ebonics, that my back pockets would be up around my earlobes. You don't play that.
Well,
that's not a thing that happens in the Francis household. And let him see your underwear. You know how kids kind of walk around with
and given what that is actually code for in the first place, on God's green earth, I'd be walking with my waistband right by my armpits just to make sure everybody understands which side of that particular aisle I'm on.
You're right about that,
man.
That is.
Yeah. Well, and next time I see you guys, I'm definitely going to ask you to come with.
Come with.
Come with.
Yeah, just cut the light off before you leave.
I better get back to driving this semi. What do you think?
And I should probably get back to actual work. Because I don't think
it was work. The whole idea is to just have fun.
Right.
And we're Tom, doing thanks that. For the call, man.
Good deal.
Too much fun. I just have calls. Have a good day.
You too. Hey, Leon, I got a question for you. We were talking about Colin Kaepernick a moment ago, and he said the 4th of July was a white supremacist holiday. What's your take on that?
Oh, my good gravy. So, you're looking at the 4th of July. I'll say two things. One, I'd much rather be here in America celebrating the 4th of July, because those patriots that crafted our founding documents, they put right in there, they basically wrote slavery right out of the future of America, if you think about it. And we'll touch on that a little later. I'd rather be here than in Africa right now. But if Colin Kaepernick thinks that this country is, like, bigoted and racist, I invite him to go to Africa. I'll pay for it. And just kind of sit over there and see what goes on over there.
Hey, federal judge orders the Dakota Access Pipeline to shut down. Hang on. That and more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month, or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The commissioner of the FDA, Dr. Stephen Hahn, is warning that Americans who are not following measures like social distancing amid the continuing coronavirus pandemic are putting themselves and their loved ones in harm's way. Speaking on CNN, Hahn repeatedly urged that everybody follow public health guidelines, including wearing masks in public and frequently washing their hands. The Cleveland Indians are considering changing the team's name as the nationwide move towards social equality is building. The manager, Terry Francona, confirming that he supports the idea and that, quote, it's time to move forward. Cleveland's American League team has been called the Indians since back in 1915. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Part by MyPillow. You have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, the inventor, the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click the radio listener specials. Use the promo code Scott right now. Buy one, get one on MyPillow's neck pillow. That's what I'm missing, the neck pillow. I need that. And go anywhere pillows, 6-piece towel sets too, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. And remember, the stuff you buy on MyPillow.com isn't the same thing you see in the box store and stuff. That's kind of the like, just generic, right? The real good ones are the quality ones at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 1-800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. So as we went to the break, mentioned how the Dakota Access Pipeline has been ordered to shut down. A federal judge today, siding with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, James Boasberg, said that the pipeline, which has been in operation for 3 years, remains highly controversial under federal environmental law, and a more extensive review is necessary than what was done. A 24-page order today. Boasberg wrote that he's mindful of the disruptions such a shutdown will cause, but concluded the pipeline must be shut down.
So is this like a delaying tactic, or
doesn't it seem like a kick the can thing? Do you honestly think it would get to the point where they would say permanently shut it down, given all of what happened to get it on in the first place?
Oh man, so
amazing!
So what they're saying now is there's a problem with the process that they followed to get the permit or something.
Need more of an environmental review. The tribe is saying, hey, this is going to hurt the environment. The judges heretofore have said, nah, that's not like you think. And now are backtracking and saying, actually, yeah, it's more of an effect on the environment than what was said in the previous reports. So now we need to stop it and study it. How much of a disruption to the environment would it be to rip it all out now?
That is insanity. This is insane. Yeah, we should have someone on to talk about that.
Well, we're going to work on that.
In the know. Man, that is unbelievable. Before we went to break, we were talking about, and I asked the question, actually, what do you love about America? What do you love about, like, North Dakota? What do you love about the 4th? And we've been getting responses. So Noel on Facebook says, I'm thankful to God that I was born in North Dakota way back in, well, he didn't say way back, I said that, but 1967. No better place or time to be alive than right here, right now. My family lives the kind of life that is only possible in the U.S. with God's blessing. A simple life, but we are happy and free, and I totally agree. I feel the exact same way, Noel. And it's kind of weird. His name is Noel. My name is Leon. So it's Noel's.
Ah, there you go.
When I moved here to North Dakota, my parents were like, "Wow, what are you going to move to North Dakota for?" They were not against it. Good Southern stock. My parents are, but after Katrina, they ended up moving here. They moved to Thief River Falls, but they saw what I saw in this part of the country. And I'm still, I love North Dakota. I don't think I could move to Minnesota. But I love this state. I love this state's state of mind. I love it. I love the fact that most of the people I meet are God, country, and family. I love that. The fact that, again, most of the folks that I meet are good salt of the earth people, like the people I grew up around, you know, the people that you don't see when you're looking at TV, all of those Bible believing Christians and patriots, basically. And I love that about North Dakota. I wouldn't live any, well, I'm not going to say that, but I wouldn't live in any other place outside of the United States, that's for sure. And I'd be hard pressed to find another place that has been as good to me and my family as North Dakota. I love it here. Anyway, Todd,
amen,
on my not. What's on your mind? Hey, Todd.
Todd, right. Minot.
This is Hello. John Minot.
There we go.
Oh, John out in Minot.
John in Minot. All right. Sorry about calling from Minot there. That way they were correct no matter what.
If Martin Luther King wouldn't have been killed, things would have been a lot different today, I'll tell you that.
You think so?
I'm positive of it.
I think that they were co-opting his message even way back when. I think that.
But I think the key word there is co-opting. I don't think his message was anything. If he would have been standing on Lake Street in Minneapolis, for example, would we have had the same result?
The reason Jesse Jackson and that Reverend, what's his name, the reason them and
he's not a reverend. Let's not give him that. He is that dude is not a reverend.
About this other guy that owes all them taxes.
Yeah, Sharpton.
Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Sharpton. The reason they became ministers, they figured they could help their race out. But look at what they're doing to it. They're both hurting the race more than anything.
They are.
I can mention two statues I don't think they'll ever take down. One is Martin Luther King, and the other one is the statue on top of the Capitol building.
Okay. Which statue is that?
One on top of the Capitol building and Martin Luther King.
Oh, okay. And I gotta say, it's kind of bittersweet. I love the nonviolence approach of MLK of Martin Luther King, but then I have to kind of look at reality. Anywhere in America on MLK on any given day on a street name after Martin Luther King, there's black violence going on. And that's just a fact. You can look it up.
I believe that to be true. Yes, sir.
It is absolutely.
These people who were killed by cops, how many of them, how many people have been killed by cops in the last 2 or 3 years?
It hasn't been that many. Like I think.
Right. And how many of them were resisting arrest?
Exactly.
And how many of them were black? And how many of them were white?
George Floyd
was resisting arrest too.
Yeah, and I agree. What I don't agree with is it's hard for me to watch that video and not see some culpability on the part of those officers. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Right. I go along with you there, but that guy, but George Floyd, he was resisting arrest too.
And then you
get him into the car. Sure, they had handcuffs on him, but he would not get into that patrol car.
Yeah, he wasn't exactly being cooperative. You're right.
Right, and then you see people like the guy out down in Atlanta. You face punch two cops. You steal one of their tasers. I mean, this guy was going hard.
Right.
Two police officers, and then he takes off, tries to shoot the cop in the face, and so he's shot justifiably. Those guys, their lives are ruined right now. Yep. Those two cops. And you could see, you know, maybe if they had put the guy in a chokehold, not one that constricted the air, but like an actual chokehold that, you know, retards the blood flow to your brain, maybe. But I believe that they were afraid to do that. I believe that they thought, oh, man, if I do this and this guy, you know, if someone catches it on film or whatever. But this guy was a danger to the community. He fell asleep drunk in the middle of the drive-thru.
Right.
And Wendy's.
Held up all our other customers.
Right. And then after the cop just, you know, he de-escalated and they talked, but you can't just let the guy go. I mean, you can't just go, well, you know, you were driving drunk and, you know, but we're just going to let you call. No, you can't do that. You committed a crime. Now you have to be arrested. And so you start fighting.
You remember where this police officer hit this woman in this airport?
No, I'm not familiar.
Just a few days ago.
Okay.
And anyway, I would like to have seen the whole video, but they only showed part of it. And she walked up to him. It looked like she walked up close enough to touch him with her body. And she said, "So what are you going to do?" You know, she was questioning his authority. I think she probably shouldn't have hit her, but she was questioning his authority. He should have done something else, I would think. But
and see, that's the generation. That's the generation that we've raised. Thanks, Todd. Thanks for your comments in the conversation. But that's the generation that we've raised. I mean, these guys, they have no respect for authority. Absolutely none. They've been taught their whole lives that whatever they do, it's just fine. They get
and so now we have a movement to defund the police.
Right, right. How great is that going to go down there in South Central L.A. or on the south side of Chicago? You know, yeah, defund the police. You know what all of the decent, God-fearing folks in those neighborhoods are saying? No, what are you, crazy? No,
exactly.
We're going to call little Sean Sean down the street decides to come over and kick in my door and steal my TV. You know, that's absolute insanity. What are we going to send, like, social workers down to de-escalate a violent assault?
Maybe ultimately, but that shouldn't be the first responder. When you get the 911 call, you don't know exactly what's going on, so you got to do some triage. And maybe then at that point you decide, you know, if we get a good social worker in here, I bet they can de-escalate it. But that can't be the first responder.
Right. And I couldn't, like, someone like me, I could not be a police officer. There's just, like, no way I could be. I don't have the temperament.
You know what else you wouldn't want to be right now?
What's that? In charge
of recruiting for the Minneapolis Police Department.
Oh, good. No, absolutely. Right? I could see the recruitment going down a bit.
A tiny bit.
Hey, Dave, out in Willow City, what's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, the business of being glad to live in America, change that to United States because Chile is part of America. So is Canada.
Okay.
Just north and south.
That's fair. That is fair. And so the good old U.S. of A. Let's put it that
way.
Yes,
and a lot of friends I have in South America think it's kind of, egocentric that the United States believes they're the only country in America.
Well, we're the best country in America.
Absolutely.
We said that anyway. And then on all this other stuff with Black Lives Matter, be glad you live in North Dakota where Black Angus Lives Matter.
So absolutely. Dave out in Willow City dropping some knowledge on us.
That's the line of the day. All right, stand by. More What's in Your Mind. Leon Francis, Todd Mitchell on the way.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
On your mind, brought to you by Oasis Petroleum. Leon Francis is in for Scott Hennon, and the breaking news, the Dakota Access Pipeline ordered to shut down. Leon, special guest.
Oh, hey.
Me to introduce Brian Crozier?
No, I got it.
I can introduce you. You're Scott Hennon today.
Okay.
The Grits version.
The Grits. Okay, and I understand, and I accept that. I am going to get some grits. But we have a Public Service Commission Chairman, Brian Crozier, and he's going to join us here in a second to talk about what's going on with the Dakota Access Pipeline. So I don't know. I have a ton of questions. So have him mic'd up? Okay, good deal. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good deal. So as I'm sitting here, I'm looking at a headline, court scraps Dakota Access Pipeline permit forcing shutdown. So apparently they have to shut down by August 5th. What's going on there? I thought this was a goal.
Well, it's currently operating. A significant amount of oil from the Bakken is moving through the Dakota Access Pipeline currently. And the reality of it, in terms of the order, is, as you mentioned, it's going to be forced to shut down by August 5th, emptied of the crude oil that's been flowing through it. And it's a significant concern, not only for North Dakota, but for the country.
So is this like a delaying tactic? Is there any recourse for not like pulling all the oil out and tearing this thing up? And it seems to me that that would cause a much bigger environmental issue than just letting it flow. So is this like a delaying tactic, or are we going to fight this, or what's going on there?
Well, ultimately, it's going to be up to energy transfer partners, and without question, they will be appealing the court's decision, and they'll be fighting it. I think that's a given, but it does have consequences, and the intent has been to shut down Dakota Access by some entities that simply don't want crude oil flowing through pipelines, particularly Dakota Access. They do have concerns about the river crossing down by the Standing Rock Reservation. And but there are some things that go along with this that people have to balance out. And one, the reality is we rely on crude oil to fuel our economy, petroleum products in particular. And that's just, it's a way of life right now in terms of how we move about and do our business and keep the economy going and growing. And one concern is with low commodity pricing, it's going to increase shipping rates. It's probably going to result in an even greater shutdown of Bakken activity. So that'll have a negative impact on the North Dakota economy. It's going to affect revenues that fund programs, whether it's education, whether it's social programs. And ultimately, when you balance out the safety aspect, if we have more trucks going back on the road to move crude oil or on the railways, that is less safe. So you have to balance out infrastructure and what's the best for all concerned.
So if I'm reading this correctly, they are concerned about their water supply being contaminated. Is that an actual issue? Has that happened? Do we know of?
It has not happened at the river crossing. I think there were a few minor leaks when the pipeline was first commissioned and put into operation, and that's normal. It was contained within the pads, the berms, if you will,
right,
the check valves, that type of thing. So that's to be expected when a pipeline first begins operating. It was very minimal. They had procedures in place to clean it up right away. It didn't get into the surrounding area, did not impact the environment. And, you know, they clean those things up. They tweak it, if you will, and tighten things up. And then it should be good to go in terms of operating safely moving forward, which it has. It has a very good record. And pipelines, they're not perfect. Okay, that's the reality. But neither are airlines, aircraft, for example, that fly around from day to day. They're not perfect. And from time to time, there's an accident with that as well. So we do everything we can to mitigate risk, but there's always going to be some risk, whether it's with air travel, whether it's being on the roadways, whether it's moving oil in a pipeline. So there is no such thing as a perfect system, but Dakota Access is a state-of-the-art pipeline, and at the river crossing in particular, shutoff valves on both sides, they can respond very quickly, and the pipe is below the bedrock.
Right.
So even if a leak should occur, it would not take long to shut it down and then get things corrected in rapid fashion.
So what are they asking for now? It's my understanding that some of the angst is over the Army Corps of Engineers, their review process and that sort of thing. What are these guys actually after? I mean, outside of the overall, they don't want the pipeline, period. What are they after with this specific ruling?
What they're looking for is move from environmental assessment to an environmental impact study, which is more detailed in nature. It's more in depth. And they want a more thorough review of the pipeline. But they also, I believe, would just like to see the pipeline shut down in its entirety. And again, that has consequences because right. crude oil is still moving out of the Bakken.
Brian Crucius, hey, thanks for being on. We got to run.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.